بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering your doubts and questions, and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your favorite program. We are sitting with an Islamic scholar, Sister Razia Shamili. Welcome, sister, to the program. We are so much honored to have you here.
My honor is to be here too. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Last time we have been discussing about the powerful role of a woman. Mm-hmm. If women were not there, the world would not have known what really happened to the men of Karbala.
Right.
And you said that when you were studying, you categorized it in the four way. First category of the women were those one who made the background of Karbala before the Karbala happened. Second one who were during the event of Karbala. Third one who were the captives of Karbala, who came as an example. Fourth one who kept alive the event of Karbala. So we were discussing about Umme Salma, the wife of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him.
Right. We talked about Umme Salma, and another figure that we can talk about is called Maria bint Sa'd. Have you heard about her? Maria bint
Sa'd? If you can enlighten us, please.
Sure. Her house was in the city of Kufa, and as a matter of fact, she had a lot of gatherings where Shiites and the companions of the Ahlul Bayt would gather in her house to discuss about different issues, political or religious issues. So it's very interesting that at that time, hundreds of years ago, we have a woman activist, a political, spiritual activist, who had dedicated herself and her house for the cause of the Ahlul Bayt, where it's like a Shiite club, right? Everyone, one of the meeting places was the city, was the house of Maria bint Sa'd. Another figure that we can talk about is Tawa. I don't know if you have heard her name or not, but I'm sure that you know her story. You know about the story of Muslim, right?
Muslim ibn Aqil, yes.
Right. That he came based on all the letters, the hundreds of letters that were written to Imam al-Hussein, asking him to come and saying that we will pledge allegiance with you. We want you to stop all the oppression. We're tired. We're sick and tired of Yazid's cruelty, his manifest corruption. We want you to be our leader and our imam. And so they invited him. So Imam sends Muslim ibn Aqil. And then when it's daytime, in the beginning of the day, many people join him.
Thousands of people join him.
Right.
But after Ibn Ziyad came back, they abandoned him so badly that he was left all alone and nobody to be with him.
Exactly. And who was the supporter of
the
Muslim?
The old lady.
Right. This old lady's name is Tawa.
Tawa.
Right. So Tawa was, she was the wife of Usayd Khazrami, and she had an evil son who was called Bilal. It's very interesting, my sister Zinat, that remember in our previous program I mentioned the name of Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh. What do we learn from these lessons? I mean, we're talking about Tawa living with a family, a corrupt family. Her husband and son, they are against the Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet. We have the Pharaoh who claimed that he's God.
And Bibi Asiya was like a queen, a princess who Pharaoh loved. No matter what, she sided the prophet like the imam of that time and went against the superpower and spoke against it. That was the beauty that we women have to learn from. And this lady you're talking about, Toa, who was living with a corrupt son, she knew what would happen. The government of that time was against them, but still she, right, helped the ambassador of the imam. That was the courage the woman showed.
Exactly. So it means that you don't necessarily have to be surrounded by good, pious, you know, like lovers of the Ahlul Bayt for you to be a lover of the Ahlul Bayt too. No. You're an independent mind. You're an independent soul. You have your own course of life to follow.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, sister. We will be back after a short break. Stay tuned. Welcome back after the break to your favorite program. So Sister Razia, we have been talking about empowerment of the woman, where this woman was surrounded by hypocrite people, kafir people, but still they were one single woman who stood up for the imam of their time.
Right. I really like the way you put it, empowerment of women. Because this, in our time, empowerment of women means equal opportunity for education, equal opportunity for jobs.
Take off your hijabs, be in short skirts, and then that's how you're going to be equal. If you are in a hijab, you're oppressed.
Exactly.
I mean, this
you're
is
not
wrong.
Empowered.
Yeah,
right?
This is wrong explanation.
Everything is in terms of material standards. Life has been, for them, for these people who are defining women's empowerment only in terms of materialistic standards or criteria, a woman is empowered as long as she has studied as like a man, she has a job like a man, she's paid like a man.
And if you're a housewife, you're a loser.
You're a loser.
And if you have many kids, you was like, ooh, you have so many kids, you're a loser. Oh my God, what are you doing?
You don't have economic independence? Oh, I'm sorry for you.
This is the freedom of women. If I wear hijab, if I want to be a homemaker, that's my choice. My husband is earning for me. I want to enjoy my life.
Real empowerment comes when your soul is empowered. When your path of light is chosen by you, your path of light life is chosen by you, and you are strong in it, and everlasting happiness, your life in the next world. And of course, this does not mean that Islam is like saying, oh, live like crappy lives in this world, wait for the hereafter to come. No, Islam is a religion of both worlds. We are to live beautiful lives here, and take provisions for us for our eternal lives in the hereafter. This is true empowerment for men and women that we've been granted, right? But if we truly understand the deep meaning and value of it, we would be more grateful. So then after Toa, we have a personality, I'm sure you've heard of, we have Dalham or Dulham.
Dulham,
as
yes.
Some people, they have different pronunciations, right? So do you know Dalham?
Yes, please. Please speak about it.
We have a very prominent, courageous figure at that time called Zuhair bin Qay. He was a very influential figure, very courageous, but he seemed to keep his distance from Imam Hussein. Interestingly, the caravan of Imam Hussein was moving, and the caravan of Zuhair bin Qayn was also moving. But Zuhair was careful that he stopped his caravan one stop away from the
so
caravan.
So that he don't interact with the Imam.
Right.
He wanted to keep it away, ignore the Imam.
Exactly. Yeah. He just wanted to keep some distance so he wouldn't be confronted with the Imam. So at one point, their roads meet, their ways meet, and they camp in the same area. And the noble Imam, Imam Hussein, sends a messenger to Zuhair, telling him that I want to see you. I want to talk with you. There's something that I want to tell you. And Zuhair just, you know, she just ignores. And here, that's where a woman
comes in picture, comes talking in to the husband.
And she does miracles. And she changes the life path, the life course of her husband for good. Everlasting happiness that we're talking about. He says, Zuhair, the daughter of Fatima, the grandson of the noble prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, wants to see you and you don't want to see him? Just go see, hear what he wants to say. And then if you don't want, just say, I don't want to accept what you're saying. So based on the attachment or, you know, the kind of bond, obviously, that they had, she was influential. And he goes and he comes back revived. A revolution has happened in his heart. And he decides to join the camp of the Imam and become one of the companions of Imam al-Hussein. And on the event of Ashura in the land of Karbala, he was amongst one of the loyal, faithful companions of the Imam.
That's how the word of one woman, a wife, changed the entire history. Then Zuhair became the part of the history. Even today, after so many thousands of years, we remember him. Still, he was trying to ignore Imam Hussein. It's just because of the woman's courage. And this woman, let's think of the woman. The woman knew about it. If he goes with Imam, maybe he would be martyred. Maybe he would be killed. She was ready to sacrifice. That was the love for the sake of present Imam. This is a message for all the ladies out here, all the women out here. When your Imam that we are waiting for comes here and calls for us, what are we going to tell our husband? Don't go, or just go and see what the Imam has to tell you, you know, and your entire life will be changed. Beautiful message for all the wives.
Exactly. The other personality that I would like to share with you and our dear audience is a very famous one. The mother of Imam Hussein's precious brother, Abul Fazl al-Abbas. I'm talking
Ummul Banin.
Yes. Fatima Kalabiya. Why do I want to talk? Because we're talking about the first category of women who somehow prepared the background for this, you know. She actually was a woman who raised supportive, influential supporters of the Imam of their time. If you go back to the story of the marriage of Ummul Banin, you see that after the demise, after the martyrdom of Lady Fatima to Zahra, when Imam Ali alayhi salam wanted to marry again, he asked his brother, who was a genealogist, to look inside, look, you know, around the different Arab tribes, and to find a woman from amongst one of the courageous,
brave
tribes, so that he was, you know, foreseeing, he was looking, he was preparing, he was after a woman who would bred courageous, spiritual children, someone like Abbas, who put his life in the most beautiful way.
And she sacrificed all her sons out there. So to learn from Ummul Banin was like, since her marriage, the way she raised her kids, she used to tell, since your childhood, you have to be with the Imam of your time and sacrifice your entire life for the Imam of your time. So since her marriage, everything was for the sake of her Imam. Not only that, when she compromised everything, she was so much satisfied. Right. So these are the beautiful examples that we have from these beautiful ladies that we should learn. Thank you so much, sister, for enlightening us with these beautiful messages. I am so sure all the women out here and the men out here have learned so much from you. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for another wonderful episode. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma ij'al mahyaya mahyaya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa mamati. ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.